Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Democrat propaganda machine is going full psycho mode, ladies and gentlemen. This came out yesterday. A fake study from the University of Colorado claims 1 in 15 Americans have survived mass shootings. What? I'm going to break down the study for you guys because it's just that ridiculous. It's as ridiculous as it sounds. By the way, before I get, this is according to CBS. CBS kind of summarizes the study. 1 in 15 Americans is 7% or 25 million Americans. So if it sounded ridiculous, if you heard 1 in 15 and you were like, that sounds like a lot, it's a lot. It's a lot, and it's too many. It's not accurate. I'm sorry. This isn't real. No, this doesn't work. These are the qualifications that you had to have in order to be a part of the 25 million people or the 1 in 15. This is according to one of the researchers. They say, quote, it means you are in the direct vicinity to where you could see the shooter. There were bullets that were fired in your direction, or if you couldn't see the shooter, that you could hear the gunshots. And then they classified a mass shooting as at least 4 people were shot in public. So here's the funny thing, guys. In a lot of these leftist stuff, a lot of these kind of fudged studies that they'll do at very woke universities like the University of Colorado in Boulder, they fudge the qualifications. They didn't really fudge the qualifications in this one. That's what's so fascinating. I mean, I would classify 4 people being shot in public as a mass shooting. I would. That's a lot of people, you know, to be shot, again, in public. This isn't like they talk a lot about suicide at a school and they'll say it's a school shooting. That's BS. Like, they'll be in the parking lot. It's awful. I'm not saying it's awful. It's not a school shooting. We know that. 4 people being shot, yeah, I mean, that's pretty serious. I would say that's a mass shooting. And I would also say that if you can at least hear bullets flying in your area, I would say, yeah, you've been involved. I really don't think they fudge the qualifications like they do with a lot of these studies. So the problem is not the qualifications like a lot of the fake studies are out there. It's the fact that anyone with brain cells knows that this is not true. Like, it's just basic logic. I can't believe they published a study because they basically found this through some sort of survey. I think they surveyed a lot of people. I think it was like 100,000 people. And if I was the researcher, I'd look at this and be like, I don't know how we got these results. This is just not right. It is so, so far off from logic and reason that it's not right. Here's the other crazy thing. It gets crazier. It really does. This is the craziest statistic from this. The study also found that 2% of Americans have been injured in a mass shooting. 2%. Once again, like, what in the world? Injured in a mass shooting. That's like 7 million people. 2%. That means, again, all of us know at least 100 people. That means out of the 100 people that we might know, minimum, I mean, we know probably hundreds of people. But let's say we all know about 100 people that we could like name their names of and we're like fairly close to our acquaintances with. That's saying 2 of them have been injured in a mass shooting. No, I'm sorry. No, it's not true. Again, 7 million people in the United States is not true. The way they got this info, again, was from surveying people, and it must have just been so off. And I think that they should have relooked at this before actually publishing it, but they didn't want to do that. And that kind of gets me to this point, which is that there are fundamentally 2 problems with this study. The first is that it actually downplays how awful real mass shootings are. They're awful. They're horrible. Obviously, I feel awful when this actually happens, and everyone does. We shouldn't make light of it. But lying about it, especially about something so sensitive like this, for political gain, it really lessens the real tragedies, in my opinion. When you make them more common and you're saying it just happens to all these people that it's actually never happened to, you minimize the real tragedies. And that kind of brings me to the second problem with this, which is that this is being used for political gain, obviously. This is a woke university. The University of Colorado has crazy stories come out of it every single year. They have a lot of woke, I mean, they've had some of the trans stuff come out of there. And this is just another example of that. And again, they're trying to make this study with the purpose of ending the Second Amendment, which is a huge problem. And the fight against truth, I think, has never been fiercer, because not only do you have the mainstream media that's sharing this, but you also have actual universities that are using academic studies and saying this is ironclad scientific data that have just fudged the numbers in a really crazy way. And there are people willing to make the most outrageous lies out there just to take your rights away We can't let them. Did you know that hundreds of thousands of Americans are going to lose millions of dollars this year just because they forgot to file their taxes? That's right. 88% of Americans that file their taxes are going to get over $3,000 back from the IRS. And a lot of people are not filing thinking they're going to lose money, but they're leaving money on the table. And that's why I've partnered with Quick Tax America. Quick Tax America has already gotten its average tax return or over $4,000 back from the IRS just this year. And unlike the other services, who are raising their rates because it's April, they are not doing that. All federal returns with them are only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it is their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. Quick Tax America runs dozens of simulations on your taxes to ensure that they get you the best return possible, and they do all the work for you. All you got to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional. They do all the rest of the work. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Megyn Kelly exposed a New York Times journalist this week in a great interview moment. They're talking about the kind of the current state of journalism in it. And Megyn Kelly offers a very traditional view of journalism that you can tell that the New York Times just doesn't understand at all. Here is that moment.
You have to understand, like, if you haven't sold your soul, you have to be willing to criticize the people, even you, that you admire on your, quote, side. And my owning my bias by going out there on stage with Donald Trump and saying, I'm voting for him and you should too, is a bonus when it comes to my credibility. Now, everybody has zero doubt about where I stand, and they can filter everything I say through the appropriate lens. What typically happens in journalism is they say they have no bias, and then they just work it out in the printed word or on their shows without owning it. But the audience knows it, and it creates a distrust and a divide.
This is huge. As someone who has studied journalism in college, it's my major, this is where modern, and for whatever that's worth, it's probably not a lot, but this is where modern journalism has gone so wrong. Journalists are taught in school. I know this from my personal experience. I know this from talking to other friends who are also in journalism programs around the United States. Journalists are taught in school that you are to be unbiased, that the peak virtue of a journalist is objectivity. And you really believe that. Like, people actually believe, I'm a journalist, so I must be objective. And what they end up doing is they think that they're kind of the righteous truth warriors. They're holier than the most of the population because the population is, they're biased. They're not objective, but I am because I'm a journalist. And they actually think deep down that they're unbiased. But that's the wrong way to approach journalism. It's not true. It's a lie. It's a farce. What is true and what's good is what Megyn Kelly is saying in that video. To approach journalism is to put your biases out there and to be an open book. Not like I'm objective. I'm going to tell the story. This is what I do on my show. I'm going to tell the story. And you're going to know exactly why you're here. You know I'm conservative. You know I'm a Republican. You know I like Trump. You know I'm MAGA. You know all of those things. And yet you come to me for a certain perspective. And if you want a leftist perspective, you go watch Don Lemon. And that's fine, by the way. I think you should. I think you should get diverse perspectives. But you shouldn't be lied to. You shouldn't go to someone who says, I'm objective, only to obviously get unobjectivity, because it's impossible. It's impossible to actually get real objectivity. That's kind of the secret. And by the way, that's how journalism worked historically in terms of kind of what Megyn Kelly and I are talking about. Newspapers didn't start out as these supposed kind of objective outlets like they are today. They were actually run by major political parties. And so you knew when you read that you were reading the Federalist side of the news, or I'm reading the Democratic Republicans' opinion on the news. That is how newspapers were historically. And it was transparent and it was good. But today's journalists want to be elite. They want to be the elite. They know best. Everyone else doesn't know. They want to be above everyone. So they fake the objectivity, and objective journalism does not, it has not, and it will not exist ever. It will not. It cannot. We're all biased. But what you can do is there are a few good people out there who do good journalism and actually admit their biases. That's good journalism, what Megyn Kelly is talking about, not what the New York Times does. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a deal I'm running on Amazon right now. My book, A New Cult, is actually only $9.99 on Amazon right now. I had a great time writing it. I talk about how the left has truly devolved into a cult, turned into propagandist craziness. And when I say cult, I mean, actually, Cole, I talk about some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it. I had a great time writing it. Go check it out. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.